Matt, I've done this for a long time. I've probably logged more college football words than any person in the history of the world when it comes to radio. And I never dreamed we would be in a situation where we are now.
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head right there. It's a really sad day for college football, really sad day for college athletics, and thus the country. I mean, college athletics is uniquely an American thing. You know, I love the balance between the athletics and academics that we've struck the last 150 years. No one else has it. And I'd hate for this decision yesterday to impact that going forward long term.
What do you think the next couple of weeks will look like with a crystal ball you're looking at?
Well, you know, I think a couple weeks ago I said this on the show where I like the SEC's approach about delaying because this thing evolves day to day, week to week. We're going to know more about the virus 3 weeks from now than we do now. So that's a positive. Wait as long as you can to make the decision. I didn't like the rash decision making yesterday by the Big Ten. It didn't have to be decided here August 11th. You know, they could have pushed their start date back to late September like every other conference is doing. But, yeah, so the next 3 weeks was the question. I think that we'll continue to learn more. Hopefully cases go down. But I think that the SEC and ACC stick to their guns on this. I mean, and we could talk about this too, but I don't understand. But their medical experts say it's healthy, and the same experts said it was not healthy for the other two leagues. That could be some kind of crutch they're using. Who knows? But from all I'm hearing is that those conferences, the SEC and ACC, are going to move forward with football.
There's irony everywhere. Kevin Warren's son is a Mississippi State football player.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
I haven't heard any statements about him pulling his son out of there because it was unsafe. So you have kind of a double standard there. Speaking of double standards, the Big Ten, they, you know, 13 of the 14, so every league except every school except for one in the Big Ten has their school open this year. And these aren't tiny, you know, 1,000 person schools. These are 30, 40, 50,000, 60,000 students. On campus, you're packing in the dorms, packing in dining halls, some lectures in person. So I don't understand why it'd be safe for 60,000 to cram in there, but the 85 scholarship football players that are being, you know, great medical facilities, tested three times a week, in the best shape of any student on campus, not safe for them. So, you know, and real quick, I saw the Big Ten said it's they're going to continue with 20-hour practice weeks. So why is it safe for 20 hours of practice and drills and workouts together, but you can't do the 3-hour game on Saturday? A lot of questions, Bill.
Brett Ciancia with us from Pick 6 Previews. We also now, we've got three, and not that these three leagues are the only leagues that occupy bowl spots, but we have more teams than we have bowls right now. It's going to be – I don't even know. Is the bowl season even something that's doable?
Yeah, that's tough because I think right now there's 77 teams left and, like you said, about 80.
Yeah, but more bowls. So. Yeah, more bowls. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what you do with that. I mean, maybe cancel some of the bowls. Maybe just every team gets one. I have no idea. I think if we get to bowl season, that would be a win. I mean, that would have meant we got through the bulk of the season here and teams are relatively healthy. So that'd be a great problem to have once we hit December, January. You know, and this, you know, I always look back to historical seasons to try and gain perspective on the current times. I look back at that 1918 season, back with the Spanish flu, and scrolled through there. I saw that a lot of teams did cancel. I mean, a lot of conferences did cancel. There was about 25 big-time college football programs playing. Doesn't sound like a lot. There were also about 25 military bases where they actually the government actually encouraged the naval bases to field teams as kind of war training. So really unique there. But it's been done. So we pulled it off then. If you look back at that flu actually targeted the youth and the, you know, adolescent age group. This one obviously targets the elderly. So they were able to get it done then. Now we can argue if that was right or wrong, but it's been done before. So and that's 100 years ago with worse technology back then. So you'd hope that there's a push to find a safe and feasible way here.
Yeah. Boy. I really hoped on Tuesday, yesterday, that the Big Ten would at least postpone things. A part of me thought they might. Uh-huh. I really thought that they would step back, give it a little bit of time. I have yet to hear an explanation why on Tuesday, with still some time, some wiggle room. Now, we're running low on time. I understand that. But why they felt necessary to just cancel it that seemingly early.
Yeah, and, you know, they gave Commissioner Kevin Warren a 20-minute platform there on Big Ten Network, his home network there. They fielded him, you know, some easy but open questions there, and he really failed to give us any insights at all. There were no specifics. It was almost like watching a corporate CEO just use some business buzzwords and get out of there without really saying anything. So that was a botched moment right there. That would have been a chance that, hey, if we do have some medical data, let's share it for the good of the country. Here it is, X, Y, and Z. Here's the stats. Here's the numbers. Here's exactly why we felt it was unsafe. But also why it's safe to have 60,000 on campus and to have 20-hour practice weeks. So, again, nothing was shown on that conference call, and we know less about it now than we did. So, yeah, I agree with you. There's questions there. Didn't have to be done yet, but here we are. It's just, I don't know. I wonder if it digs back to the liability issue, but I just don't know why practice would be allowed and games not. So there's so many questions unanswered. It's a bad look for the Big Ten. One of the only strong leader voices we heard actually was on Monday with Scott Frost coming out and saying, you know what, here's how I believe in. The players believe in it. It's a safe environment for them. And I loved how Nebraska as a state had so much unity. I mean, the players, the head coach, the AD, the president, the chancellor, even the senator got involved there, wrote a nice letter. So it was nice to see some form of leadership there.
When they talk about practice, are they just talking about weight room? I mean, it's not real football application, is it?
It said drill work. Drill work was one of the quotes. So to me, that sounds like they're running reps of things in their training facilities. So I don't know. I mean, we'll probably learn more about it, but that was a Barry Alvarez quote saying 20-hour work weeks, practice weeks with drill work. So I don't know why that would be any different, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're not playing for another year, but let's get excited in drill work. There you go. There you go. Here is another item. Before the 2019 season, one of the critiques on Justin Fields was he's really not played quarterback in very many games. His high school career was very limited with quarterback starts or quarterback games. Didn't play that whole first year because of Jake Fromm. And he's really just not played that much. And, of course, he had an incredible sophomore year at Ohio State. That's not to be debated. I guess we go back to he's only had 1 year of college football as a quarterback, in essence, as he prepares for the NFL.
Yeah, that's crazy because when you look at that freshman year at Georgia, they didn't really use him as a true quarterback. They put him in there in some wildcat situations. I remember thinking, man, let him throw the ball. Let's see what we have. But it was a lot of wildcat and one-dimensional play calling there. So, yeah, it's really just been the one season. Now, another point to talk about is, you know, Fields, at least he had that Heisman candidate season. I saw Joey Burrow put out a tweet saying if this happened last year, he'd be looking for a sales job or something because that's an example of a guy who really took advantage of his final season and really burst out. Who knows who that could have been this year? That's what I'm really most upset about for these college football seniors and the high school seniors, too, who are losing out on their final chances to play the game. I mean, losing games is tough, but being robbed of that opportunity is even worse. It's just you wonder who would have broken out in their final season. So it's just tough all around. A good point on Fields. at least he does have that one Heisman caliber season. We know his ceiling now. Now, I don't know if that applies to the pros, but at least we got to see him at his peak.
Another note is Ohio State was a national championship legit contender. Might have won the thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get even by their standards, you don't get many of those.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a team, and they were hungry too, because last year you could argue, you know, they were right there with Clemson. That could have gone either way. Would they have beat LSU? Who knows? But a lot of that team was back. They had the top offensive line. They had Fields, the only returning Heisman candidate. This defense littered with five stars and future NFL players. So another point about Ohio State, you know, if the Big Ten goes forward with this spring ball, which I think is just kind of a pie in the sky, it's a thing right now, but just say they go to spring, I think a lot of that team sits out and goes pro. I mean, why would Fields risk it? I think you have your quarterback gone, you have Trey Sermon, the running back gone, most of that O-line gone. Chris Olave, the star receiver, would sit out and go pro, probably half the defense too. So, yeah, that was, again, it's tough to see, but that 2020 Ohio State team was playoff caliber, and even for the blue blood programs, that doesn't come around often. So, a shame there for them.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, so at Pick 6 Previews on Twitter. I'm covering this all throughout the year. Going to get creative this fall if we don't have a season, but loving every second of it. And pick6previews.com. So those are the two ways to find me, and I'll be here every Wednesday. So excited to keep talking with you, Bill. And hopefully we get some better news next week to talk about.
Absolutely. Have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You too. Thanks.